And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lauren Eastham. When I dropped my daughter off at UNC Music Camp on Sunday, I was reminded of how beautiful the campus really is with the amazing trees and buildings, and I think about how special the university is in providing the highest quality education for the students lucky enough to go there. The oldest public university in the nation. Quite an historical place. And yet, I am saddened by the current North Carolina General Assembly's budget that will slash financial aid for thousands of students and affect the university's budget as a whole. UNC isn't the only educational entity in our area to suffer. So will the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. No pay raises for teachers, an operating budget far short of what was requested and needed, and a provision to allow vouchers for students to attend private charter schools, which takes money even further away from our local public schools. In fact, the legislature passed a bill that would allow charter high schools to expand their grades without any input from the local school boards. With all that is happening in Raleigh and all of the bad decisions that are affecting everyone in this state and the complete regression back to decades of old failing policies, one could easily just throw up their hands and give up. But as evidenced by Moral Mondays and other grassroots efforts to make their voices heard, North Carolinians are not going to give up. Just as McCrory mistakenly assumed most of those on Moral Mondays were outsiders, those in the General Assembly are absolutely mistaken when they think everything will die down after the budget season, people will get tired of fighting, people will go away, and people will forget. Why are they mistaken? Because the policies that they have enacted this summer will impact each and every day until 2014 and thereafter. The time to start thinking about 2014 is now. This is Lauren Eastham.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.